And next we turn to the subject of World War II and the story of the only Irish person who was imprisoned at the dreaded Dachau concentration camp. John McGrath, originally from Roscommon, was a British Army colonel. He was part of a group of 160 Nazi hostages that Himmler and other SS leaders attempted to use as barter to save the regime, or as a final resort, to save themselves. Tom Wald is the author of the new book Dachau to the Dolomites, which tells the story of these hostages and what happened to them as the war drew to a close. In this piece, he talks to reporter Mark Menneman.
In Dachau concentration camp in Germany, there stands a memorial to all those who were imprisoned there. A small detail on that memorial led author Tom Wall on a journey that culminated in the writing of his new book, From Dachau to the Dolomites.
I was visiting Munich a weekend break some years ago, and I went to Dachau just as a visitor, and I noticed there's a map on the wall of the visitor center there, which enumerates the number of people from each country in Europe who were prisoner in Dachau, and it had one on the map of Ireland, so this intrigued me, and I couldn't find out there who that person was, but I did find out when I came home. In fact, it had been published around the same time in an internet site called Come Here To Me. So I went in search of Colonel John McGrath, found a man who knew him in Roscommon, where he's from, and it took off from there, really.
While John McGrath's career was defined by its time in the military, his career actually began in the theatre.
And I found that not only was he an interesting character, being the manager of the Theatre Royal before leaving to join the war, but that he joined a group of VIP hostages that the Nazis had held towards the end of the war in the hope of starting a conversation about a possible truce with the British.
Many of those detained alongside McGrath were of famous origin.
It was a group of pretty prominent statesmen, clergymen, aristocrats, and former military leaders. It encompassed 17 countries, or 18 countries if you include Ireland. The more notable characters would have been Léon Blum, the former Premier of France, and Kurt Schuschnigg, the former Chancellor of Austria before the Anschluss. But also Stalin's son by his first marriage.
McGrath had a very special role within the British Army, thus making him a person of great interest to the Germans.
McGrath was an ordinary officer prisoner of war in a camp near Salzburg, in the Auflag officer's camp he was detained in. But he volunteered to head up a camp for Irish soldiers whom the Germans had hoped would turn and work for the Germans. Now, he did this voluntarily, but it was at the urging of some of his fellow officers, senior officers, and it was for the reason that they wanted to find out what was going on, and they wanted him to train some of the inmates in codes they could use in letters home that might disclose some of what was going on. So he effectively went pretending to be a possible collaborator, but in fact working to undermine the scheme.
During his incarceration, McGrath was treated very badly by his captors, and often he was tortured.
McGrath, for reasons that are complicated, was discovered as an intriguer against the Abwehr, who were the German military intelligence around the camp. He was arrested, treated severely, taken to Sachsenhausen camp, possibly was in danger of being executed because he had smuggled out a document about the numbers in the camp and their names who were working for the Germans, and got a priest who had acted as chaplain for a while to get it to Italy and later to Britain and Ireland. They didn't know the contents of the document, but they knew it was there through tap telephone calls, I think, on the Irish embassy.
McGrath eventually survived the war after an arduous march through the Dolomites, something that Tom describes at great length in the book.
He survived it all through a journey, an odyssey into the Alps, where dramatic events happened before they were liberated by the Americans.
Unfortunately, John McGrath was haunted by his experience of the war, and it was sadly something that never left him.
He was restored to his job as manager of Theatre Royal, But he wasn't a well man, both mentally and physically, and he retired due to a nervous disorder, and he died within a year and a half of being restored to Dublin.
And that report was from Mac Menaman. Sorry, Mark, I left out the Mac in the introduction. And he was speaking to author Tom Wall about the amazing story of John McGrath, the only Irishman recorded as a prisoner at Dachau concentration camp near Munich. And McGrath's story is one aspect of the new book by Tom Wall. It's called Dachau to the Dolomites, the Irishman, Himmler's Special Prisoners, and the End of World War II. And that's published by Merrion Press.